wanna be on the starter bus so freaking bad. Try all the ideas I've ever had. I wanna be on the cover of Inc. magazine. South by, we're here, I'm the next big thing. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining light. A different city every night. Oh, let's discuss. They say it used to be one of us when I'm on the startup bus.
I would be like Zuckerberg, hooking up all the nerds. Every day on TechCrunch, got no laughs, just a munch.
I'd probably pull a Melinda and Bill Gates. Cure diseases, heal the fleas, it's chained on a kid's face.
Pitch the angels for the right to equity and big hits. Do it again and do it again, must have the exit.
It's been a couple of months since my last startup, so looking to do it again, this time make the big dough.
Riding on a bus, little sleep, lots of caffeine. Treat the best of business that beast has ever seen.
Oh, I use a mobile Wi-Fi on the I-10, having this much fun.
You should be insane.
Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shining light. A different city every night. Oh, let's discuss. They say it used to be one of us when I moved to startup bus.
Hey guys, this is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats No Aging. Today's Wednesday, and my anti-aging show and anesthetic show, of course. And let me go ahead and give my co-host a call. She is working today, and I think she's taking a break. So let's call Sandra and see what she's up to. We have a guest today. Let's see. The sales rep from Qtera is supposed to be calling in. So let me call Sandra so she can give us a little bit of input on that. You know what? I remember the number by heart. So one. Okay, here we go. Oh, am I supposed to call GL, I wonder? That's where she's at today. And it's ringing. Hey, am I supposed to call GL? Or I didn't know I was giving them free.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi,
we're live. We're live.
We're live?
Yeah.
Hi there, everyone.
I did a sound check already.
Beg your pardon?
I said I did a sound check already, so we sound pretty good now.
I should call you from the office because this call is
funny. Well, I think it would sound better if you go outside, and if you call from the office, if the phone rings and all that stuff, I can hear Mary from the background.
Oh, okay.
Like a whole conversation about everything that's going on in GF Clinic today.
Oh, okay.
Would you mind going outside?
So let me go ahead and go outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Call me back. So today we're going to have Kyle on from Qtera, and it's just in case anyone don't know what Qtera is. It's actually a global medical device company that specializes in laser and other light-based aesthetic solution. And to get more information, you can go to either their website, which is Qtera.com, or their Facebook page is facebook.com/Qtera. So Sandra's going to call us back. We're going to call Kyle. As you guys know, she is an esthetician, and actually Kyle was in the office, I think last week, when we were live streaming, and he was telling us about Qtera, and actually I know a little bit about the machines, but there's a whole bunch about that they offer that I don't think not too many people know about. And he'll, you know, we'll call him and he'll touch base on that. But Sandra's going to call us back. Yeah, they even have a, Kutera also has a Facebook and Twitter. The Twitter is at C-U-T-E-R-A. So the Twitter handle is Kutera. It's kind of cool seeing all these different people that I used to work with. They're on social media. Because when I was talking about social media, everybody thought I was a little bit nutty. But it's all good. Let me go ahead and follow them back. And so, yes, I am still using the song I Want to Be on a Startup Bus to test my sound before each show. And South by Southwest is coming up, so I wish I was going. But I have responsibilities, business-wise. But Michelle's going, Ghost Executive, so she's gonna be on tomorrow night. Tomorrow, and talk about it, and then I'll talk to her tomorrow night actually about South by Southwest responding to my request for a press pass. They responded yesterday actually, so and I just punched in her information, Michelle's information, because I know she was going anyway, so. So she might be going to South by Southwest representing South by Social Chats also. So that would be nice. She can we can stream her chatting with some different people there. So, and so right now I'm on Twitter. I'm waiting for Sandra Lopez to call me back, and I'm going to set all this up for Kyle to join us on the chat. I also wanted to, invite someone else that is a friend of mine on Facebook, and he writes a blog that says Who Ate My Blog, and I'm trying to get him on. I sent him an email, so I'm hoping that he responds, but I think it was too last minute, but Stefan Vincent is his name. I thought it would be kind of cool to get him on and talk to us about his journey, but I think he works during the day, so we'll find out what happened later, but I'm going to try to get him on, and he's going to talk about, he lost a lot of weight, and he did this whole blog page about, you know, Who Ate My Blog, which I thought was phenomenal. And actually, Tom Furman, a good friend of mine, did a guest blog on his blog page, so. And Stefan Vincent has lost a lot of weight. He's from Alabama. And I invited him on, but I think he's out doing Mardi Gras. But we'll get him on the show sometime soon. As far as, you know, just sharing his journey on how he lost so much weight and how he shared his information using social media, and also, you know, and he, you know, kind of, I guess he had started a diary, which is his blog, so I thought that was kind of cool. And today is Wednesday. So before we go, I'm just going to go and take a look really quick what's going on for the month of March. As you know, next week is March, and I don't know about you guys, but man, this year has gone by so quickly that I can't get over it, how fast it's flown by. So we're going to do another cause event for Shine a Dent. So we're going to be out and about raising awareness. And we haven't really, Sandra and I haven't really spoken about as far as which nonprofit we are going to be helping for the month of March. But apparently month of March is National Kidney Month and National MS Month, and also American Red Cross Month, so, and YMCA Healthy Kids. So I don't know, I have a little soft heart for American Red Cross myself personally, so might have to do something with them. But let me just pull up the month of March. February awareness, let's see. January, February, December, March. Okay, March is National Kidney Month, National MS Month, American Red Cross Month, YMCA Healthy Kids Day, Save Your Vision Week, Mental Retardation Month, National Patient Safety Awareness Week, National Poison Prevention Week, and World Tuberculosis Day, and American Diabetes Alert Day. Now, as you guys know, we, Sandra and I have a company called Shine Dent. It's actually a teeth whitening business, but ours is a little bit twist. We offer teeth whitening for a cause, but as a deal, so it's only limited time only. Depends where we're gonna be. So for the month of March, I'm kind of like looking at American Red Cross Month. I'd like to donate some money to the American Red Cross. Last month, I mean, we're still in the month in February. The month of February, we are donating our proceeds to International Foundation for Children with Craniofacial Disorder. That's for the month of February. So when we're in that month, I think we're going to go to American Red Cross. I'm going to talk to Sandra about it because one of the reasons that I am very, I think highly of American Red Cross, besides all the things that they do all over the world. But, you know, when I came to the United States, I remember, you know, when we landed on the, I'm trying to remember where we were, but I was carried off of a plane by an American Red Cross person. So hold on 2 seconds. And this is Sandra. Hey, how are you?
Hi, good. I was walking out the office and I had a potential client, so I had to give her some information and put her on the schedule. So sorry.
Cool.
So sorry, listeners.
It's okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, just a little bit out of breath because I was getting like, I was hyperventilating, you know, I was like social chat. Oh my God.
No, the show goes on no matter what, so don't worry. I was just talking about the month of March for Shine a Dent, where we're going to raise some awareness for, and I was going down the list, and for the month of March is National Kidney Month, National MS Month, American Red Cross Month, YMCA Healthy Kids Day, Save Your Vision Week, Mental Retardation Month, National Patient Safety Awareness Week, National Poison Prevention Week, World Tuberculosis Day, and American Diabetes Alert Day. And I was just talking about American Red Cross because, you know, when I came to the United States, I was just saying that I recall being carried off a helicopter, actually, and by an American Red Cross volunteer. And the next day when I woke up, there was a white box with a Red Cross on front of it. And in that little box was pencils, like a little doll for myself. So my brother, my cousins, and I, we each received this little toy Red Cross. And I always remember in the back of my mind that, you know, what a great organization to do this. So I kind of, for the month of March, I like to raise some funds and donate it to them for Shine a Dent.
Well, that's awesome. I think that would be great. A fundraiser. Everyone knows the Red Cross, and they always do everything for everyone. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I know the Cubans had a lot of help from them. The Haitians also mm-hmm. did get a lot of help when they had the earthquake.
Yep.
You know, they help everyone around the whole world, and I think it's a great benefit to help them out. Shine a Dent's gonna be very happy to do that.
Yeah, so I'm gonna contact the American Red Cross, but I guess it depends where we're going to be. If we're going to be in Broward or we're going to be in Palm Beach as far as the event's concerned. Because I think each county has their own.
Listen.
Yeah, so, but I'll contact the National American Red Cross. I'm on their website, so that's one of my things to do this week is to contact the American Red Cross nationally and see who we need to talk to for what we want to do.
To donate some money to help.
Yeah.
Maybe we can direct it to a certain group of people, you know?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be really nice. And actually, I'm on their website right now, redcross.org, and they, you know, you can put in your zip code, and and find the facility near them. And also, you know, I always forget that the American Red Cross, they ask for donation for blood. I always forget about that. You know,
oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, they have that.
Oh gosh, I would love to donate blood.
Yeah, they have a whole blood donation thing here.
I have a few more months to go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need type O blood right now. And you know, they offer CPR classes too, so.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Are they free or?
I'm on their website right now, and they're talking about, let's see, they offer CPR, hands-only CPR. They offer workplaces and schools and individuals, professionals, rescuers. So they have a list of places. They really don't say anything about cost.
You know, I remember when I took my CPR in high school, I think it was the Red Cross that was offering that in schools.
Yeah. Yeah, I know they offer the lifeguard, and, you know, to be a lifeguard, and then they have a caregiver and babysitting classes.
So, we're going to have a guest on the show today.
Have Kyle from Qtera. Okay.
He's with Qtera Laser, and Qtera Laser is a really dynamic company for lasers. They do everything from resurfacing to IPLs to laser hair removal. And I really can't wait to have him on the show so he can give us some more insight on his lasers.
So are we ready to call him? I'm just going to go ahead and post this on Facebook.
Well, I told him we were going to call him around 1:20.
Okay. So it's 1:20 now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you want to call him or you want me to call him?
No, I want you to call him. You have all the devices.
Okay, I'll call him right now. Hold on, okay? Let's see. Add call. Let's see. Okay, let's see. There he is.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless, the wireless company.
Sandra, do you have the phone number correctly? Because it says, welcome to Verizon Wireless, the number you called. You want to call him? Because it's the number that I just dialed, the number, I just hit the button, the number that you dialed, that you text me. Hold on, let me fix your phone. What? Because the number that you text me is what I dialed. Can you hear me? Okay, she's going to call him. I think I got put on hold. Yeah, I worked with some people from Qtera, actually, when I worked for A4M when I was doing the exhibit sales for the anti-aging conference. So this was in 2006. So I'm sure the technology has grown quite a bit. And let me go ahead and put in our... Let's go ahead and tweet that we are live right now. And aging in.
Tanya?
Yeah?
Kyle's on the air with us.
Oh, he is. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Tanya. Sorry about the background noise.
That's okay.
Hopefully that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Actually, I'm on Twitter right now, so I'm gonna tweet that you're on with us. But I was just telling our listener that when I used to work for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and I did the did the conference end of it. And I work with Kutera, and I'm sure you guys have grown quite a bit, right? Since 2006?
Right.
So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the company?
Yeah, I'm a sales representative for Kutera Laser, who is a publicly traded company, and we've been in the market publicly traded since 1998. We have all sorts of laser products, and we're expanding our company. We recently bought a division of Iridex company, which brought in some new technologies for vascular. And we have, hair removal devices for all skin types. We have wide wipe for IPL treatments and all sorts of different treatments. We also expanded into the podiatry market for the treatment of onychomycosis, which is toenail fungus. And, it's about a third of the U.S. population has toenail fungus. So it's a huge market. And like I said, we're ever expanding, and we're getting into now cellulite. In a couple of weeks, we'll have a new cellulite product. So it's not invasive. So we're covering all aspects of laser with our company, and it's really an exciting time to be a part of our company right now. So hopefully that kind of gives you an overview of what I do of our company, and if you have any specific questions, I'd be happy to answer those or go into more detail in each and every aspect of it. But
So how I've had toenail fungus from getting my toenails done at the pedicures. Yeah. So I can imagine, and when I go there's always at least four or five people that have had it. So, it almost seems like, everyone that's getting their pedicures at these places are probably sharing
right.
their Ani,
non-sterile
pedicure treatment. Yeah. So, how intense is that treatment, and how many treatments do you need? Can you tell me something about that? Do you know what the protocol is?
Absolutely. It's not painful at all, and the current treatment options for onychomycosis is very limited. You have basically three different options. You have Lamisil, which is a prescribed medicine that can affect your liver. So a lot of people do not want to do that because they have, social lifestyles where they drink or whatnot, and, this is something you can't use with that. And the treatment cure is 70%. And then you have laser and you have topical. Topical only works 20% of the time. It's very low. Where the laser is anywhere between 70 to 100% clearance.
Wow, that's amazing.
And usually only takes two treatments, so.
What would something like that run you?
It ranges in every podiatry office, but I've seen it as low as 300 a treatment up in a podiatry office in West Palm Beach, and as high as, sometimes they charge per package, because it may take multiple treatments depending on how bad the nail is.
I'm on your website, and it says that the same piece of equipment that does a toenail fungus also does warts and scars. And I work in a cosmetic surgeon's office. We see a lot of people that come in with scars and warts. And, there's really, the old treatment of, freezing it.
Right.
How does the laser work? I mean, because I know it's with heat.
Yeah, it's pretty intense for warts. A lot of times they will anesthetize the area, so you don't have any pain, you don't feel it at all. But it works really well. I mean, it practically gets rid of the wart in one treatment. And if it's a lot of warts, then it's a great treatment for that. It's pretty quick. It only takes about 10 minutes. Same for the onychomycosis, the treatment of toenail fungus takes about 10 minutes too, but the warts, works really well. The scars takes multiple treatments. no pain with that, no downtime with that. And usually, you know, depending on how bad the scar is, you want to treat it when it's fresh. So once the scar turns white, you pretty much don't have a shot at it. Right.
Yeah.
But that device can also do a skin rejuvenation to the face, so no downtime skin rejuvenation. Improves your texture, pores, and just overall the feel of it feels a lot nicer and tighter. So that's another.
How does that work? Is that like a chemical peel or like a IPL treatment?
No, it's a lot different than those where it's using a certain wavelength, it gradually heats up the surface of the tip of your skin. And it's very safe. You can treat all skin types with it. Meaning if you're African American or dark skin, light skin, it doesn't matter. And you have to do multiple sessions, but people really love the results. They always comment on the feel of their skin. IPL is more specific to different, like, color issues, like vascular pigment, right? But it does help a little bit with color, but not its main target, if you will.
So its main target is to reduce the size of the pores, is that what it is, or stimulate collagen?
It stimulates collagen, yeah, and just the overall texture improvement of the skin, so acne scar patients as well. It works well with, and you can combine it with other treatments like IPL and different non-ablative stuff that we offer. It's a great compliment.
Definitely have to have you come in and show us and do a demo on us and show us the equipment.
Right.
Can I be the person you demo on?
This is really exciting for us.
Yeah, that same technology can treat hair removal, so, and leg veins and some facial veins too, so.
Really?
You can do a lot with that. It's called the YAG wavelength. You can do a lot with it. Very versatile.
So is this the same one?
Do you have any questions?
Yeah, is this the same one? All this is this Genesis Plus, the laser?
I'm sorry, you have to repeat that.
Is that the same system that you guys have on your website? It's called Genesis Plus?
Genesis Plus.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, right? It looks like it does everything.
Yeah, there's a Genesis Plus standalone system that it does not do hair removal or vascular, like leg veins or anything, because it doesn't have a cooling to the epidermis. But we also have the Cool Glide, Cutera Cool Glide, which is a standalone, which can treat a lot of the same things you can treat on Genesis Plus laser, but it can do a little bit more, like hair removal, because it has the cooling and the vascular treatments.
Now, when you say standalone, there's also a possibility of using all of these wands on one out of one basic unit?
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so like the Vio is our most flexible system. It can treat, even fractional resurfacing on it, like it's almost like a CO2, so high downtime treatment, which only takes one treatment to do. But it can treat pretty much everything you would ever need in a laser on that one system. And it has a built-in YAG technology. It has other modalities like IPL treatments or ProWave, which is just a little nicer, a little less pain for lighter skin types for hair removal. So a lot of different things you can do on this device. And it's one of those things where you kind of build it. So we build to order. So as your practice expands, you can add more services later.
That's nice. That's very nice. How long has that platform been around? I mean, do you change your platforms often, or?
Yeah, we're really good about keeping our platforms I think we better have that platform since 2003. And we simply just upgraded softwares and added new handpieces to it. So, like, in 09, we added the Perl and Perl Fractional. So we're always upgrading technologies, but you don't have to buy all new systems. So that's the other benefit of, you know, working with Cicero. A lot of other laser companies, you know, upgrade their platforms every year, and so you have to, you know, spend all the money to do that, where, you know, you can simply add new services just by buying a single handpiece, you know, or software if you need that.
Nice. So when are you booking Sandra, when are you booking a demonstration?
I think you should come in on the 8th of March, Kyle.
On the 8th of March?
Yeah.
We're having an
open, grand reopening in our Palm Beach Gardens office. And, you know, it would be nice if you came in and did a demo, and then, you know, the doctor would be like, ooh, to nod.
Okay.
Yeah. It's from
all
6
right.
to 9. So, yeah.
From 6 to 9 in the evening?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And I may just give you a call offline. Are we still online?
Yep. No, not yet. When we get offline.
To get the details and stuff. We can make the arrangement.
Problem.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah,
and now you have other equipment that are ablative as well, right? Fractional, ablative.
Right, yeah.
Tell us something about that.
Yeah, we have a patented technology called Perl and Perl Fractional. The Perl Fractional is the most aggressive, and it's a certain wavelength that is specific to ablating, and also it has a specific amount of coagulation, so there's less bleeding, and much safer than a CO2 and less bleeding than an erbium, which is similar to a fractal. Erbiums are fractal technology, as you've heard that term.
Yes, I have.
So it's a modified erbium. It's 2790, where a Fraxel is 2940. We can ablate up to a millimeter and a half, which is very deep for really aggressive grateful treatments. I don't go that route unless we have a very experienced surgeon or doctor. The Perl is a different handpiece, same wavelength, and that is basically ablating the first 100 microns of the surface of the skin, and then it coagulates after that. So it does help with texture and sun damage, especially. It's incredible with, but there are no disposables or consumables, which is nice, and you can do a full face in about maybe 30 to 40 minutes. It works very nicely, the Perl. We have some med spas that have that.
I'm sorry, Kyle. How often can you do that type of treatment, because it's so, you know, so aggressive?
Yeah, I mean, a Perl is, you're looking at 3 to 5 days downtime. I have some photos. Perl Fractional is 1 to 2 weeks downtime. Perl Fractional, it's usually a one treatment meal. And a Perl, you can do maybe two treatments with. And you want to speed them out, maybe. Perl Fractional, maybe I wouldn't even go there for a second treatment, but on Perl, probably space them out about 2 or 3 months out at least. You know, it's not something you do successfully on a regular basis, you know, due to the downtime.
Yeah.
Total results could take up to 3 months to 6 months for results. Full results. I'm sorry, I kind of
alluded here. The before and after pictures are amazing. It's really, really, really something special.
Yeah.
I have a wee gal here also. She's a laser texture. And hi Kyle, how are you today?
Hi there.
Yeah. So I actually do like, I've worked with some of the Katera lasers in the past, and I find them to be a really good machine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Yeah, they work really well. We have a very high customer satisfaction. If you look across the board, if I were to call all my customers, they're very happy. We work, you know, with dermatologists, we work with med spas, all types of doctors and med spas are facilities. So, they are very expandable, and they can cover, they do what they say they do. And so that's important too when you deal with a company or product, you know, in its market.
Worked with the Limelight, I worked with the Titan, and I've also worked with the Cool Glide.
I'm sorry? The Cool Glide?
Limelight, the Cool Glide, and the Titan.
Yeah, so. You can do, like on the Zio, you can do all those three.
Right.
In one treatment if you wanted to, but. It really keeps. You can really treat all skin types, all different types of irregularities, face, body, neck, or whatever.
And we're I'm looking at the vein treatments for the vascular treatments, and you know, it's pretty amazing. It's hard to pick what you want, though. You know, we want.
Yeah, I mean it's that comes with obviously when you demo the product. And I can tell you what are the most popular hand pieces or, you know, based on your practice, and we can really hone it down. There might be, you know, you kind of narrow it down, like the YAG. I would say you want all the applications for that, and then, you know, like a Limelight or ProWave, those could be optional, and then, you know, just kind of go from there. But, you know, if you do a demo, that's the best way to figure it out. And just treating patients. So.
Well, I'm excited. I have a couple of veins and a couple of spots, and I know the girls can come up with some of the things they want done.
Good.
Yeah, do you have any questions?
Anybody else?
No, I'm pretty good. I'm doing social media right now. I'm tagging you, Natalie. I'm so impressed with your knowledge on laser. Natalie knows everything about laser.
Yes, Natalie's been a laser tech for how long? 10 years.
10 years. Wow.
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 Yeah, I've worked for another laser company, and I have also an engineering degree, so I think just having that scientific background has helped me to learn, you know, the wavelengths about very, very quickly, I guess, a little quicker than most, but having a tech that's had that much experience, because there's a lot of things that you don't learn in school, which helps tremendously, so.
And, I'm just typing away here. So we're gonna get you to come in and demonstrate at the reopening. But Kyle, thank you for taking some time and chatting with us. Hello? Sandra?
Sorry, it's hard to hear Tanya on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wrap up the show because I can't really hear either. Kyle, I look forward to chatting with you later. I'm going to try to get you in the studio because the background noise is killing me.
Okay, yeah, I've got a little bit of background noise here where I'm at, so I apologize.
No worries. No, we got the gist of it, but this way, at least when we get you back on, we can do some stuff. Yeah, because I want to video some of the equipment from some of your laser system and put it on social chats because we have a YouTube channel too.
Awesome. I'm sorry?
We have a YouTube channel that we post all our videos on for different demonstration for different product line or services or systems. So I'd like to see some of that on about Qtera.
Okay.
But thank you for spending some time with us.
Okay. Yeah, maybe on March 8th we can get some of that.
No, definitely.
All done.
I don't know where Sandra went. Sandra, are you there?
I'm here, Sandra. Hi.
Okay. This is so funny. Okay, guys, have a Kyle, thanks a lot, and we will chat with you later.
Sounds good. Okay, thanks
a lot. All right, Kyle, take care. We'll see you on the 8th.
Yeah, I'll give you a call before then to get the details and all that. I'd appreciate
that's
it.
Good.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay. So,
dang, Nally, you know your stuff. I don't know what happened to Sandra.
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
I couldn't hear you.
Huh?
Huh?
I was loud.
You were loud?
No, that was the background got a little loud there.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, I can't hear anything. But I was just saying how impressed I am with Natalie and her knowledge of, lasers and stuff. And but I always forget that she's been doing this for 10 years, so she's like the guru on this.
She's the reason why I decided to go to school for it, because it seems like something you can do, she made me excited about it, so it was fun. Can't wait to know all that she knows, worked with it, all the lasers she's worked with.
Well, Qtera. Well, Qtera has a huge, they have, I kind of like 15 different type of system that they got on their website.
Yeah, well, what they show is they have three platforms, three main platforms, and then you can get a different handpiece for whatever services you're going to provide.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's what he's going to show us. Is, which hand pieces are probably more conducive for our business here. Like we do a lot of vascular and we do a lot of facial rejuvenation, skin rejuvenation. So that's probably something we're going to be more interested in, whereas they have other treatments there that are for, body treatments and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know about all that stuff. Especially, I can't get over their new product that they have. I was just looking at that, the Qtera for the fungus and stuff, because that's huge. Toenail fungus, warts, and scars. It's the most powerful Andy Yak laser. The Genesis Plus. You guys should get that.
I know. We could be treating toenail fungus and almost everyone has that.
Everybody has that. It's like the
so
worst.
It's inevitable when you go to these places to get your toes done.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Actually, our encoder, we're off the air for a second. We're wrapping up the show anyway. You just got kicked off.
Oh, like, no.
10 minutes ago, but that's okay. That's okay.
I've been internet-less at home.
I can't hear you.
Pretty frustrating.
So you don't have no internet right now?
Nope, I have no internet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange that I have no internet because right now I'm plugged right into the wall and that means that I got to call the wonderful Comcast again and find out. Yeah.
Well, my that's where my internet is from, Comcast, and I heard that they go around the neighborhoods and zap you with like a gun.
They zap you? Yeah. The only time you get kicked off the encoder is when you miss a signal. Like if this is like a shortened signal, it goes right off. So, but hey, before I forget, the Sophia LaBelle, the
she went to school with me.
Yeah, she just mentioned us on Twitter. Well, mentioned you. She wrote, Shina did.
She tweeted us.
No, she didn't retweet us at all, actually. She wants to follow her. Shina Dent, Sandra, senior biz card in the break room, follow back. So, I'll follow her back. I was like, okay. Follow.
I put it in the break room over at the school.
Ah.
And they told me I can put any flyers I want in there, so.
Well, awesome.
Yeah,
I still want to go there and get. I want to go check out the school and get the facial or something.
I have a certificate for a massage. I can get.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna swing by GL later. I'll get it from you because I want to go get that done. I want to get a massage because I've been dying to go there to get a massage forever and I haven't gone. And what day are they available?
They do them on Fridays and Saturdays, but and I think they work on Sundays also. But I think Fridays would be more conducive for you. And gosh, conducive—that's twice I use that word. We have to set an appointment because they get booked up like 2 months in advance. So we have to call there and see if they have any openings.
Okay. So where did
I'll call them today for us.
Yeah, call them. I like to check it out.
Okay.
See what's going on. Yeah, I can't believe it's weird. We went off the air.
Aww.
Okay, we were on. I'm going to upload the show in a few minutes.
Aww. Anybody's birthday today?
Guess whose birthday is today?
Who's?
Guess whose birthday is today?
Jeez, I don't know. That's a big guess. Wait. Today is February 22nd. Whose birthday could it be?
I threw her 21st birthday, and I told myself I would never do that again.
Lisa.
No. Lauren Campbell. Her 21st. She's not 21 anymore, but I remember when I threw her 21st birthday, I would never do that again.
She's all grown up now.
I think she's all grown up now, but boy, was that interesting. Throwing a 21st birthday for a whole bunch of 21-year-old girls in a limo, stuck with them in South Beach.
I remember that.
And they thought they were so beautiful that they can get in without having to stand in line. You can be beautiful, darling, but you got to know how to talk. It was a rude awakening for them, especially when I walked right up and got us in. It's not about the way you look. It helps to get you in, but it's how you talk to people helps a lot, too. So, but, yeah, today is her birthday. I think she's, like, 26 now.
Wow.
26 or 27, something like that. And also today is Dr. Stelson, James Stelson. Remember, he speaks at A4M? He lives in Chicago?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, today is his birthday. So, those are my two birthdays.
Happy birthday, doctor.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Those are Pisces.
Yes, Pisces. And then last night I went out to dinner with Tom and Robin White, Tom Furman and Robin White. So took them out to dinner last night.
Oh, nice! When are we doing the Bell show that we're gonna do on the air?
The Bell show that you're gonna do on the air.
Yeah, what is those bells that he does?
Oh, you mean the kettlebells?
Kettlebells, yeah.
He wants to know when we're going to do that. I want to do that, but I don't want to be doing it at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to bed at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I told him. So, yeah, I have one kettlebell. I went and bought one. I'm going to use.
You did?
Yeah, but I think, it's a 10-pound kettlebell, but I think I should have gotten, like, a 5-pound first and worked my way up.
Those are hard to work. I mean, if you don't know how to work them,
yeah,
might be too heavy.
I know. So, it was kind of interesting.
I'm going to get 1-pounders.
You're going to get a 1-pounder?
I'm just being funny.
So funny. That's so funny. Okay, so that was a good show today. So I'm gonna contact the American Red Cross to donate money to them.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna write all this stuff down because I'm gonna take care of it right now when we get offline. And you're gonna talk to Kyle about Kutero coming in for the 8th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to check out the machine. And that's it. So let's wrap up the show. Everyone have a great day. And make sure you tune in tomorrow to Social Chats Personal Branding with Demi Pitcher and I. And we'll... I forgot to tell you. The South by Southwest people in Austin, Texas finally responded to my media pass. But it's too late. I'm not going. So I just went ahead and put Michelle's name down. So now we have to wait for another 15 days for them to approve it or not. But she's going anyway, either way. Just if she gets the media pass, she gets to go to all the different parties. So we lost Sandra, and let me call Sandra back. But so make sure you tune in tomorrow to Social Chats. Follow. Oh, personal branding. And I'm trying to call Sandra back so we can close out the show. And we're so scattered today. I can't get over it. And her phone probably disconnected. Ha ha ha. Well, guys, I'm going to let her go. And everyone have a great day. And make sure you tune in tomorrow. From 1 to 2 to Social Chats Personal Branding with Demi Pitcher and I. And we will have Michelle on. And she's going to chat with us about South by Southwest and the Startup Bus. Take care. Bye.